So the last Kenyan that we discussed last week was Yishuv. And we said there's two Pshatim in Yishuv. Yishuv means to be in the yeshiva, which means a specific type of atmosphere. Okay. An atmosphere of growth, of focus. And then there is Yishuv means Yishuv Hadas. Rashi says. Now, right after the shir, someone from the shir called me up and said, "You're right. The biggest challenge in today's Yeshiva Das." Like I told the person, I may have said it on the shir. It's one thing you learn the Daf Yomi, right? Is that it on the shir? What?
Yeah.
It's one thing is that you learn the Daf Yomi and a week later you don't remember it.
I don't
Okay.
remember.
But I want to know if you remember it when you close the Gemara. Do you know what you learned after you finished learning? Do you even, or you weren't really there? Because half the time you wait for the phone to ring, half the time you're thinking about something else. You couldn't focus to begin with, so of course you don't remember it. You never do it in the first place. I think one of the things we complain about is we don't remember our learning. I think the question is not we don't remember it. I think the question is we never learned it in the first place.
We don't learn our learning.
What?
We don't learn our learning.
Right. We're not focused. So you're not focused, it doesn't go in. So the most fundamental yesod of really anything is this mitzvah of Yishuv Hadas. Now it's well known. So this person says out on this. So how do you do this? So it's well known. So I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes. It's well known that in Kelm was the first yeshiva of Musar. After Kelm came Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch, learned in Kelm, he became the Mashgiach. And then all the Mashgiachim came from there. Then they went to Sabbat. Kelm was like, the Alter of Kelm was his Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He's the first real Beis HaMusar. And the one Midah that they worked on in Kelm was this means the Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas means complete focus, complete ability to focus exactly on what's going on and not on anything else. So how do you do that? So there's certain midos that you need in order to get Yishuv Hadas. But the first thing is, Rabbi Matzisio writes, Rabbi Matzisio is a Talmud of Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan, who's a Talmud of Kelm. So it's all, So the Rosh writes that you have to be very careful from Schok and Kas, because these things take away your ability to have Menuchas Yishuv Hadas. So the way he explains it here is that really the Reb Chatzis Kasana used to say, or I think that's what he brought, or maybe not, that when you say Hakina v'ataiva v'akavod, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. Right? Kina and taiva and kavod take a person out of this world. Which world do they take you out of? Olam haba. No, they take you out of olam hazeh also. Because you can't. Why? Because the primary reasons why a person cannot have yishuv hadat is because of kina, taiva, and kavod. Think about it. So I'm sitting over here. What's on my mind? What's on my mind? I want something. I want to make sure someone else doesn't get it. I want the house. I want the deal. I don't want him to have it. If I wasn't worried that he's going to get it, so fine. So I'll get it tomorrow. No. He can't have it. I need to have it. The rush. The rush to outdo the other person, that's the kinah. So that's on the person's mind. The taiva, right? The need to have more and more. And the kavod, right? So these things are what places something in a person's mind that consumes their mind that they cannot concentrate on something else. Now, there's one more thing that you need for Yishuv Hadas, obviously, which is bitachon. Why? Because a person, let's say something's going on in their life, It's not kina, it's not taiva, it's not kavod. They got a bad news. They were told that they found something and they need to go test. What is it? The doctor's not happy. We're going to go test you next Tuesday to find the results. Is it this or is it that? So he can't sit still the whole week. He's on the edge of his seat. It's not kina, it's not taiva, it's not kavod. But bitachon would help a person. What would bitachon say? The results of that thing, there's nothing I can do anymore now to change that. It's going to be what it's going to be, whether I'm nervous, whether I'm not nervous. All my nerve and all my, you know, is not going to help. The only thing that could help is davening and learning. But instead, what are you doing? Being so nervous that you can't daven and learn. So it doesn't even make sense from a hishtadlus perspective. But the concept of like having a certain amount of bitachon that it's going to be the plan of Hashem is what it is, would allow a person a tremendous amount of menuchas nefesh. The menuchas nefesh means that, like we're saying, is the ability for someone to focus. As a matter of fact, the Chovos HaLevavos says, the Chovot HaLevavot writes, that bitachon, the definition of bitachon is menuchat nefesh haboteach. When a person can be in serenity, be calm, that's a siman that he has menuchat nefesh, that he has bitachon. So, bitachon, really, in order to have menuchat nefesh, you have to work on all your other midos. That's really what we're saying. You can't just decide one day I'm going to stay calm and focus. The calm and the focus is a result of when a person doesn't have a lot of things pulling them in many directions. But this was the avoda and the base medrash of Kelm, that they would work on the Indian of Yishuv Hadas. So I'll just read you some things. It says here, the son of the altar of Kelm writes, that Bechorev, he writes a letter. Bechorev zeh, this winter, Hayolim milchama, I was in a major war. Lilchon im hazman, I was fighting against time. Lebal yigunu mimeni kol ace, the time wanted to run away from me, and I was fighting against it to stay. Machbas atipo b'machas b'ni, because I had to take care of my son, and the time was going in that. Midercha, and so he writes, "B'tihila, and I have to praise Hashem. Hamaat asher rachashni hayidios, the little bit that I picked up, lamod neged anesiga hapitzoimis, to not allow things that come up suddenly to affect my situation. He asher amdali lishmor saatzmi, this protected me. Uveemes imhaya al acher es kol hanal." If anybody else would have had this, Gam HaGemara Lo Pasach, I believe that the person wouldn't have been able to open a Gemara. But I, Tehila Lo Yizbarach, Im Ki Bitalti Arbi, even though I did have a lot of Bital Torah, Im Kozel Lamadati HaGam Ken Arbi, I also learned a lot. V'Shamarati Es Atmi, and I protected myself, Laval Yaval Bel Sroshi, that my head shouldn't get Mevulbal, confused. Ve'in Echad Yodea Im Torah Da'isi, and no one would even know what I was going through. Ve'eda be'atzmi, I was the only one that would know. I know. Im lo ha'isi loimed be'kelm, I would have never learned in kelm. Ana ha'isi noim, what would I have done in the situation? So, then he says, a person has a certain tear done. Something's going on in his mind. His business is suffering, his job is suffering, his child, chas v'shalom, something going on. So he says, if a person is not able to take control over their emotions, take control over their mind, so now he's suffering double. He's suffering the actual suffering of the situation, and he's suffering the fact that he can't do anything else. So he says, why allow that to happen? That's what he writes. Hello, abit al zulasi. I look at other people, Asher Eda, Asher Nafal Lav Tirdus. I can look at them right away and see, oh, this guy's going through something. He said, I was going through something and no one could tell. Hine Levada Tirda, besides the actual situation, Aval Kvar Azav Rosho, besides losing his job, he lost his head also. Vigam Achakach, Kasher Saras Ibois, and even after it all settles down, Lo Yumud, he can't get back into it. So he said he's caused himself a double suffering based on the confusion that he's gone through. Vali, but for me, Tehila Lo Yizbarach, I praise Hashem, Hayois Poitachas Til Ha'ilan Agado Bakhel, that I was Zoicha to be under the guidance of the great base medrash of Kelm. And even at the time of the Tirda, I was able to participate in the learning. That's what I mean. So it's an unbelievable letter that he's writing. But you know, the point being that you know, this idea. So when we say, I tend to agree to this concept that you know, like I said last week, I challenged the Olam. Can a person, let's say you have a Seder to learn, can you learn the Seder, 3 minutes of the Seder, with full concentration?
I did on Thursday night.
Yeah?
What was it? I
put
on a timer.
What is this, 3 or 5 minutes? 3 minutes?
I ended up finishing. Okay. If you want,
but it's different learning. It's a different experience. Because otherwise, right? The ability to be you know, the difference between the people that are matzleach and not is really that midah. To really block out. I mean, so he asked me a few eitzas. So one eitzah is to write things down. In other words, I have to make this phone call. I have to write that email. I have to get back to this person. I have a meeting and then, and I have, you know, this errand to do. Okay, now let's learn. You're all over the place. You can't, first of all, you're afraid you're going to forget stuff. How am I going to get to it, et cetera? So the eitzah is you write it down. You make yourself a list. Once it's written down, it's already off your mind. It's on the paper. Once it's there, it's already one step away from being on your mind. Simple eitzah. Make a list, write it down, and then you'll get to it. But you have five things to do. So someone asks you, "What's going on? I have so much to do today. What do you have to do? I have errands, I have phone calls, I have stuff, meetings. It's a lot going on." So you're not allowing yourself to settle down. If you say, what do you have to do? Like, oh, I have to write this. Okay, that'll take 5 minutes. I have to make this phone call. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay. Bottom line is you have 9 minutes of stuff to do. Calm down. You have your whole day open. But people don't. So I think making a list is very, very important. And practicing it. We had a VAD with the Yungalite on Luchas HaNefesh. So one of the things we said was that in the car, when you're driving once a day, so right away, what do people do? You go in the car and you turn on the radio or a shear or something. Oh, not wasting time, put the shear on. But you're never really in control. Don't turn on anything. And sit or while you're walking home and decide what you're going to think about. I'm not going to think about whatever he decides to talk about in the next second. I want to decide what I'm going to think about. And you take control of your thought process. So you're in control now. So you're practicing focusing on something, right? Thinking about something very specific. So you think about something for a minute, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a long time. But, you know, I'm going to think about whatever, doesn't matter what. Learning, not learning, doesn't make a difference, really.
Brain exercise.
Right. So there was a famous, with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, one thing he would train his kids there would be mental learning, and he would ask his kid Akasha, Briskerov, and then right away he would tell him, okay, you have an answer? No, I need an answer. Okay, I'm thinking. And then he would send him on an errand. Can you go get milk from the store? So you want him to practice thinking about the answer while he's getting the milk. So that was how they trained them, the kids in Brisk. Yeah. So anyway, I think it's an important life's mission over here. Okay, Shkoyach.
Thank you.